Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Nicole Hannah-Jones, creator of the 1619 Project from the New York Times Magazine. The project makes a case that you don't often hear in history textbooks, that slavery was foundational to America. So it wasn't surprising that we ignited a fierce debate among historians about these issues. But that's the power of the New York Times, to spark an important dialogue with bold, rigorous reporting that forces us to examine our assumptions. To learn more, go to nytimes.com/worthit.
Hi, I'm Imri, the host of the Wannabe Podcast, the podcast that takes you from where you are now to where you want to be in 30 minutes or less. Thank you so much for joining me again this week. I'm so excited that you're here. It's been such a phenomenal weekend that I'm very excited to bring you this episode. Before we get into it, I would like to remind you that Wannabe is going live on June 2nd in London Bridge. So you will get a live recording of our monthly episodes, the one with me and brand and marketing expert Prisca Moyessa. You'll walk away knowing how to use podcasting and videos to build your brand. You'll get our personal content timelines and templates. And you'll learn how you can manage your social media whilst working full time. Also, we'll show you how we get paid for all of our glorious ideas, and you can too. Visit wannabelive.eventbrite.co.uk to get tickets, because they're nearly finished. So please do hurry and get those before time runs out. This week, I'm joined by Dorcas Shola Fapson. Dorcas studied criminology at university but wanted to pursue her passion for acting. She was granted a scholarship to the American Musical and Dramatic Academy in New York, but instead focused on a six-week course instead. Dorcas is best known for her role as Sophie in season 3 of MTV's Sugar, and she also hosted Ndani TV's The Juice. She's appeared in glorious Nollywood movies Banana Island Ghost and My Wife and I. Dorcas has racked up an incredible 217,000 followers on Instagram. So we talked about the pitfalls of social media today and how you can live a more authentic life online. She has been typecasted, but we talk about how she's overcome that. And we also discuss how you can use monologues and Instagram to attract casting directors. Let's go.
What has been your greatest achievement to date?
In life or in life?
In life,
I would say graduating.
Oh, that's good.
Because that was tough for me, man. Uni was... I was fighting every day for that degree. So for me to graduate, and for me to even go to uni, for me to even finish college was, you know, I just think it was a big thing for me because, you know, in secondary school, I would have hated me. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, so looking back on who I was and where I am now, I just think, you know, graduating and just taking the steps I've taken with my career, you know, I just think that's a great achievement for me.
Nice. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Graduating is hard. I fought through depression for most of my uni life. So it is a smooth miracle that anyone gets through that process, actually. So congratulations and well done on that and making it. Can you tell me about a time in your life that you felt like you just really wanted to like give up or quit or just kind of like just... pack it in, maybe with regards to acting, actually?
That happens quite a lot, you know. With acting, nothing's really guaranteed. You have to kind of wait for roles to come up, and you have to wait for auditions to come up, and you're wondering when the next job is going to be, or you know, you might have a really quiet period and then a really busy period, you know. And not just for acting, because I host as well, so it's the same thing with hosting. You might have a really quiet period of, you know, you might be really broke like waiting for a job, and then you have might be really busy, like I would say, like you have, it's just patience. Like you just have to be patient, you have to save, you have to, you know, and be proactive as well. Like you have to not just sit around and wait for jobs. I feel like that happens a lot for me, because, you know, well, it used to happen a lot for me, because I'll be like, oh, like waiting around for the next thing and not knowing when the next job is going to come. So, you know, it's just, it's a constant battle. It's not something that's happened once and I can say, oh, that really got me down. It's a constant battle, you know. It's something that happens to everyone in the industry, you know. No one's, well, unless you're really up there, then but it happens. Like, on your way up there, you're gonna have slow periods, you're gonna have high periods, you're gonna have, you know, ups and downs, but that's constant, you know. You just, it's a test of your character, you know, how you overcome those tough periods, and, you know, just keep pursuing and keep pushing and keep positive and stay determined and stay proactive, you know.
Yeah.
I'm a very, very proactive person, so like, even though I do go for auditions and I do wait for the next role to come up, I, you know, actively try and get myself out there doing work and networking and, you know, just trying to stay active, like, not just sitting down waiting for someone to call me for an audition. Like, you're gonna sit down and dry up. You know, you better get out there and, you know, work and network and, you know, write your own script or write your own play or, you know, just work, just have something, you know, because opportunity favors the prepared. You have to be prepared for the opportunity to come, you know. So for me, like, I write a lot. So I'm writing my own scripts, I'm writing my own films, I'm writing my own plays. I haven't written a lot, but, you know, I'm in my spare time, I try to, you know, at least a day, 2 hours, write, you know, just so if the opportunity arises, I can say, hey, I've got my play, you want to sponsor it? You know, just be prepared for whatever, you know, be prepared for what you prayed for. So
that's really good. That's actually really solid advice, actually, because I think in anything in general, a lot of us aren't that proactive. We're always kind of waiting for people to just give us an opportunity. There's almost like a small element of entitlement that even comes, like, I'm expected to have a job, or like, I expect to get a job, and it's like, actually, you actually have to apply, you have to go through the motions, you have to do the process. And I think not a lot of us do take a lot of time out to just kind of dedicate to what it is that we're passionate about, or dedicate to our craft.
You have to remember that no one owes you anything.
Exactly.
So no one has to help you. Then people might help you, but no one has to. You have to help yourself. You have to want it for yourself more than anyone. No one's gonna want it more than you want it, so you have to apply that. And
I think that's really good. And actually, I don't think anyone's ever said that before. So thanks for dropping that one on the podcast. I wanted to talk about the instability side of things a little bit more, because that sounds kind of insane to deal with, to be honest. And I think a lot of people, a lot of us don't always have like the highs and lows, unless you're like freelance or, like you said, in acting and hosting and in entertainment, where you're kind of really dependent on what's available to a degree, or creating opportunities for yourself. But and we create things, like I created this podcast and we built this like network, and it's still here in my house, like, we're still hustling. But yeah, people can look in and be like, oh my god, you're doing this, you're doing amazing, and I'm like, all of this stuff still like exists in my home. Like, we still like are not like blowing, we're not blowing in cash. Like, I have sponsors, but they don't give me like so much money that I can like live day to day. And I think it's really hard. It's really hard as the individual that people are looking at to be like, oh my god, you're doing so amazing. But like you said, you're still constantly fighting through this instability. So how do you kind of deal with, you know, what people might be perceiving of you, and also what is the reality? Do you ever kind of let people into the other side?
I pride myself on keeping it 100, you know, like, I don't try and be these, you know, Instagram girls that have all these cars and shoes and bags on Instagram, then no food in the fridge. No, I'm the other way around. My fridge is going to be full and I will have nothing on Instagram. But I'm not like... Like I said, there is highs and lows. Everyone has that. Like, I'm not ashamed to say I've been broke. I've been having no food in my fridge. Yes. And I've struggled through that and I've made it out. And then, you know, it's going to happen. It's going to happen, but that's not the end. And what I will say is, like, if you do have a high point, you save. Like, I save, like, more than anything. That's one thing I can say. My dad taught me to save, you know, always save for a rainy day. I always, always, always have a backup regardless. You know, so I just feel like people... I get it. Like, it's so easy to fall into depression when things are not like rushing and knocking at your door.
Yeah.
And then it's also really easy to fall into the having to maintain this lifestyle, you know, act rich and look rich and, you know, even when you're not, you know. And I get that, because some people fake it till they make it. I totally get that. But I don't feel like I fall into that category, because I just feel like look, if I'm broke, I'll say, look, sis, I can't, like, I'm broke. You understand? Like, sis, we all struggling, we're all in this struggle together, you know. I'm not ashamed to say that, and I feel like, you know, a lot of people are afraid to say when they're broke or when they're struggling because they have a facade they have to keep up, you know.
Yeah.
They have to keep up with the appearances and keep up with the, you know, looking rich and all of that. Like, you know, but, you know, it depends on who you are. Like, I know who I am, so I don't feel like I have to have a facade. You know, if I'm rich, I'm like, hey, let's go eat. Like, you know, I'm balling today. Let's go Nando's. That's as far as it goes. No, joking. But, yeah, you know.
It's Nando's like, is solid. I'm
yeah, Nando's is good. Everyone likes Nando's. But, yeah, no, sometimes I'll be like, yeah, you know, let's all go out. It's on me. Fine. Other days I'll be like, nah, sis, you got me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I just don't have it, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But yeah, no, I get people that have to fake it till they make it. There's a lot of people actually in the industry that, you know, fake it till they make it. And I feel like there's a lot of pressure from like online, social media.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Media and, you know, people that you don't know saying, you know, whatever about you. I feel like that's a lot of, you'd be very surprised how many celebrities are actually quite, yeah, not who you think they are. But, you know, each to their own. I don't judge, you know, whatever you got to do, you got to do.
I hear that.
Yeah.
Only because we slightly sit on the peripheries of like UK entertainment industry where we've kind of, because we built this up by ourselves and yeah. Now we've managed to kind of make inroads here and there and like we get invited to things. And I'm kind of just, I'm actually now, like, I think before I started this whole process of building the network and building a podcast and many podcasts in that process, I was kind of like super starstruck all the time. Like, oh my God, oh my God. Mm. Like, and I would be so scared to speak to people. Now I'm like, they're just like kind of normal.
Yeah. Well,
like actually insanely normal.
Yeah. Literally everyone goes through the same thing at different levels. You yeah. know, the richer, you know, the more money you come across, the more fans you see. Yeah. Like, you know, like the bigger you get, the more you have to maintain the lifestyle. You have to maintain the image. You have to, you know, and they might not have the means to maintain the lifestyle yeah. and the image, but the bigger you become, the bigger, you know, the bigger the problems you
yeah,
face. You know,
exactly.
You just, yeah. But it's, each to their own. You know, some people are not faking it. Some people, it's real, you know.
Yeah.
You know, but I just, you know.
Yeah. Each to their that's own. What you.
Yeah.
That's good, though. Like, I think we got into a conversation. Me and my guest co-host comes in once a month. Her name's Prisca. And she was saying, you know, a lot, especially with women on social media, it's mm-hmm. so important that we actually be very transparent about the process because mm-hmm. a lot of people are looking at us and seeing what we're doing and kind of wanting that, but not realizing that, like you said, there are times where, like, I've had no food in the fridge.
Yeah.
Like, up until last year, I didn't have any food in this fridge. Like, it was empty for a while. And, like, noodles were my life.
Indomie?
Yeah.
Shout out to Indomie.
Yeah. Even, like, when I was living in the Caribbean after uni, I was there for 2 years. And everyone's like, oh my God, you live in the Caribbean. Like, you must have the best life. And I was like, I was living in my grandma's really nice house. It was new build. Mm. I had no furniture. I had a bed. I had a chest of drawers and a kettle. There was no cooker. There was no fridge.
Wow.
Like, and people were like, oh my God, you're living in the Caribbean. You must be living the life. I'm like, I'm actually living on noodles. I'm boiling a kettle on the floor.
I like, think it's that has that a lot to do with social media as well. You know, like perceptions and just thinking, yeah. You've made it because you're in another country and it's hot and, you know, it's just,
I played into it, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, but no, I think everyone can play into it to a certain extent, but, you know, when you you have to keep it real. Like you said, you were living on noodles. I feel like, you know, it happens to the best of us. It's just about keeping it real. Like, I'm not trying to sell any dreams, I'm trying to sell reality. You
yeah
know? That's what happens in real life.
That's
sometimes noodles, sometimes lobster.
Yeah. We've all been there. Like, yeah, the highs, enjoy the highs whilst they're there and, you know, take care of your load.
Yeah, just deal with them as they come.
What are you working on getting better at right now, personally?
Oh, ew. Personally, not career.
I mean, you can use career too.
Okay, career, I'm trying to develop my acting skills and, you know, like I said, I want to go to a drama school and try and enhance my craft. And personally, I am working on breaking down my walls and just being open to speaking about things I've been through and mm-hmm. you know, just being more transparent and just being more open, just breaking down, like, and letting people see the real me, like, you know, not being ashamed to say about things that have happened, things that I'm going through, like, you know, like now saying that I've been broke, like not being ashamed to say that, like, yeah. A lot of people say, oh no, you know, my life is rosy. I've got £1 million in the bank. No, I don't.
Yeah.
You know, I'll have it, but I just don't have it right now.
Yeah, I hear that.
But, yeah, just, you know, working on, you know, my personal growth, my relationship with God, my patience, you know, my patience has come a long way, but it still has a long way to go.
Yeah.
Just working on my personal development, trying to be a good woman, you know. I blinked and I turned 27. I was 21 yesterday. So, you know, just, you know, trying to grow into that and embrace that and, you know, grow.
Yeah. I love that you like 27, like it's old. I know that feeling, but I know there's older people listening to the podcast.
No.
I'm going to just chill out.
Yeah.
Because I'm actually like one of those people that really looks forward to getting to 30. Like, I'd rather just jump ahead. As soon as I hit 25, I was like, can I just get to the part where I'm 30, where like life settles in and it's just like, it's
I'm ready to go back to 21, man.
Really?
Yeah.
21 was just too much for me. Like, I was just doing a lot. I was being the worst. Yeah. And I just can't.
Being the worst, but I loved it. That was my fun year, man. Yeah.
I definitely had a lot of fun at 21.
Yeah.
Too much. Probably shouldn't do that again. No, I'm not. No, I like 23. 23 was, I had overcome some phases that I shouldn't have been involved with, and I'm settled now.
Say that for another day.
Yeah, it's a different type of podcast. Anyway, I wanted to know an action that you would recommend for listeners that might be aspiring actors or actresses in this world, and what action can they take to, I guess, pursue that fully. And something that will actually help them, something they can do today whilst they're listening.
For anyone that wants to get into acting, hosting, I feel like with social media being such a huge influence in today's society, I feel like you should use that as your tool. Like, there's YouTube free, Instagram free, Snapchat free. Promote yourself, do monologues, promote your plays. If you want to do poetry, post, record yourself, put yourself out there, tag directors, follow directors, DM directors. They might think you're a stalker, but if you're good, they'll take a second look.
Yeah.
You know, so I feel like they should just use the tools that are available to them and just really, really zoom in on them and use them to the best. Just use your own tools.
Nice.
Just push yourself out there, network, go to networking events. Meet and speak to people. You know, if you're shy, work on speaking to people publicly, introducing yourself. I know that's something I really struggle with. I hate going out to people and being like, hey, my name's Dorcas and I'm an actor. Like, I just really feel like it's a bit cringe. So I just, you know, that's something I'm working on aside from, you know, I just don't like that. I just never really like that. So something I'm working on personally. But just get yourself out there and just push yourself out there.
Yeah, that's really good advice, actually. That's a really good action to actually just use what's available.
Yeah, I think people, like, just look at, you know, I know some people use Instagram and YouTube, like, effectively, but a lot of people just use it to stunt on people that don't even know them.
Yeah.
And people that don't even care, you know. But if you use it wisely, it's so beneficial. Like, it's so, so beneficial. Like, if you want to start a business, you know, put your business up there. If you want to, I feel like acting is really easy. Like, just film a monologue, any monologue. You know, there's loads of monologues on the internet. Film yourself, put it on Instagram, tag 10 directors that you like, DM them and say, hey, can you watch my monologue? I guarantee at least one watch it, you know.
Are directors like the decision makers? Do they get to... Is there a difference between like the director and the casting person?
The casting director obviously sends out a message to agencies or whatever and gets people to come in for the auditions, and then the casting director will sit in the audition and, you know, you decide if you get a call back or not. The director might be there as well, but the director actually directs the film. So if a director likes you and they work with you, they'll probably think of you for their next film.
Oh, cool.
You know, so they'll probably call you and be like, hey, I'm doing this film, I think it'd be perfect for it. And, you know, it's always good to be good, you know, cool with directors, because they'll always think of you if anything else comes up, whatever. Casting directors too. So, you know, obviously casting directors cast films or productions or whatever, so it'll be good to be good with them as well. So both tag casting directors and directors, they both work hand in hand.
Nice. Cool.
A big thank you to Dorcas for keeping it real. On Wednesday, we talk about criminology and how she plans to integrate it into her career plans. You can follow Dorcas on Twitter and Instagram at MsDSF. That's MS_DSF. Don't forget, Wannabe is going live for the very first time on June 2nd, and it won't be just your standard sit down and listen to us live show. We are really making it super hands-on, super practical, and you can ask us anything. So make sure you get your tickets at wannabelive.eventbrite.co.uk. I cannot wait to meet you, talk to you, help you build your brand. So please do come along and say hey. If you like how this podcast is made and you think that you can do what I do, or you can do it better, then please come through to the Shout Out Network. We have a brand new website and we've revamped our membership options. So visit shoutoutnetwork.co.uk to find out more. To follow Wannabe, follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Wannabe Podcast. And please do keep commenting on the pictures and on the tweets and voting in our polls. It is so fun to interact with you over on our social channels. If you're enjoying this podcast, please do leave a rating and a review on iTunes. If you only have time to hit stars on your iPhone, just hit the stars and leave a rating. It does help the show grow. So please, if you can't show up to a live show or you can't support it in any way financially, a rating and review is the best way that you can support the show and keep it growing. Right. Thank you so much for listening. See you on Wednesday. Bye.